It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have our special guest here, Spencer Agnew.
That's right. Wow. Spencer is back. Spencer, you haven't been here since we
lied
Amanda into believing Five Nights at Freddy's is a true story.
Since the bite of 23.
You no
the bite of 23. That's good, man.
Since you straight up lied to me and then we had to play Five Nights at Freddy's.
You were forced.
Yeah. I was forced, and I had so much fun. Shane gave me the controllers and didn't tell me how to play, and I had so much fun.
No, yeah. That was it's one of my favorite videos we've done in such a long time.
Oh, dude, it was so good.
I watched the whole thing, and I was dying laughing.
Yeah.
I can feel the tension. It's a really scary game, but I can feel when I get the controller that I'm just like,
you guys both, yeah, I mean, to me, it's almost like, and I hope we can do way more of it, because in a way, it's really fun to see you especially. It's like showing someone like one of your favorite movies. Not that like it's one of my favorite games, but it's so great seeing, it's like taking someone to Disney for the first time. It's like, oh, like, no, you got to see this ride. Like, you got to see this ride. Like, you yeah. got to like, mm-hmm. and seeing their reaction, like, that's, it's almost better than like doing Aww. It yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and it did really well. And we said if we get 50,000 likes, we'll play Five Nights at Freddy's 2. We surpassed that by a lot.
Yep.
And people loved it because I think it's a game that so many people have played at this point that watching someone play it for the first time is very rare nowadays. So yeah. it actually was kind of perfect. And your comments were so great. Like, people were pointing out, you had certain like quotes where you're like, is Chica a baby or a woman? And people were like, exactly.
Very different. If she's a baby, it's very different.
There was a comment that was like, they nailed the like Five Nights at Freddy's checklist of like getting one of the names wrong, getting one of the genders wrong, like doing something wrong with the power, overusing the power, underusing the power. We did everything.
We did
perfectly right. It was insane.
My favorite part is when you give me the controller to the end, and you're like, yay, Amanda's playing Five Nights at Freddy's. Yay! And then I'm like, yeah, I'm killing it. And then
Amanda is actively playing Five Nights at Freddy's.
What's his name? Wiley the Coyote?
Foxy. Here's the thing. I was not going to let that video end until you guys got the Foxy jump scare. Because that's the most iconic. The like, everyone, like, not everyone remembers, but it's like, you know, the shot of Foxy, like, running down the hallway
it's
so iconic. Because the rest of the game, like, and there's such a big chance that you don't even see that. Like, you never see them move. Like, it's always, like, kind of an implied movement. And so for them just, like, to, like, a full-on sprint down the hallway is so fucking funny.
Insane. And then we also apparently got, like, a 1 in 1,000 chance Easter egg. When
what?
We first played. When Freddy's face appears.
Like, the glitches thing.
Glitches. Apparently that is, like, 1 in 1,000.
Okay, wait. Did we figure out what the little, like, white thing was towards the door? It looks like a little skeleton.
That's just you going crazy.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
That's you.
That didn't happen, man.
Losing your
okay,
mind.
Let's wait until we play Five Nights at Freddy's version 2. Is there a name to it?
It's Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Okay. By Scott Cawthon.
Yes. You're basically a FNAF fan now.
Matt Pat and I are buddies.
Did you see Matt Pat commented on it?
No.
Matt Pat commented on the video.
He said, please, you have a chance at normal healthy lives. Don't go down this path.
Oh, I'm too beyond. Like, once I was like, okay, but who are we? What are we about? And then you're like, that's where Matt Pat. And I was like, oh.
Because if you play all the games, I don't think you're going to know all that lore. It's something you kind of have to actually look
I now
into.
Need, I think I need to go and watch Matt Pat's YouTube about the lore, about who we are.
You could,
See,
you I, could.
I'm going to advise against that.
Why?
Initially, like, because, like, I think
okay.
at
Let's
this
Let's play
point,
all the games first.
Yeah, okay. like, I want you guys to play them all first and, all like, fresh. Kind of come up with your own, like, explanation.
Ooh. I love
because,
that.
Because, like, that would be really cool.
I know it all. I know yeah. too much.
I kind of
But I
want to
hear your...
What's her name again? Mike?
Mike Schmidt? Right?
Mike Schmidt. I kind of feel like Mike Schmidt did something not so great, and he still lives with his mom, and he, like, got this job, like, on a whim or something like that, and he's just, like, trying to find meaning in his life, and he got this job, and he's like, I guess I'll do this job, and then it's just his nightmare, but it is his goal to be like, Mom, I did something that you're proud of, and he has to survive.
It's an interesting theory.
That's what you think the protagonist...
Yeah. Either that, or he's just like a... slobbery, nasty.
Maybe a bit of both.
I mean, his desk is disgusting. But also, maybe he's just stressed. Or maybe it was left from the other guy who keeps calling.
Yeah.
I had so much. You know me. I love the backstory of everything. Yeah. But I was really interested in Chica.
Wait, because there's I think it starts in Five Nights at Freddy's 2, but there's a lot of, like, flashbacks. And that's where you kind of first, like, start piecing together, like, the...
Wait, there's flashbacks? Yeah. And, okay, I'm not going to research anything because I want to be surprised.
How many, in the official games, there's two, there's three, is that... And then there's
four and five, and then there's, like... Security Breach 1 and 2.
Oh, my gosh.
There's sister location might be, like, a numbered one. But, yeah, there's a lot.
We have
It makes me
do.
Think that I read really messed up true crime stories to think that that was real. That this
it's
guy
not...
killed kids and put them in animatronics. Is that...
It's not... I will say, unfortunately, I don't think it's that far-fetched.
Oh.
Like, I don't think it's... I've heard true crime stories that are worse
yeah.
than that, sadly.
Yeah.
But
you guys lied to me.
But it is still, yeah. It's more insane. What was funny about it was that the Five Nights at Freddy's movie was out. And then, like, that this game is just so, it's just so in the zeitgeist. But, and we're going to get into this in a second, it's on specific parts of the internet that you're just not on. Like
Correct.
it's certain communities on Twitter and Reddit and YouTube that know all about this, and it's talking about nonstop, and you're not into those places, so you're not going to know about it. But you had a great time playing it. You actually are a fan of playing the game.
I had so much fun playing it, and I shared the video to my sister, and she was like, "Dude, this video is so great. I want to play this game."
Is that how she talks?
Kinda.
That's
she
crazy.
She does kind of talk
I
like that. She always wears like a forward cap.
That's
hat.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You look just like my sister, Spencer.
Thank you.
Are you Amanda's sister?
Yeah.
Are you my mother?
Yeah.
But I loved playing it. I loved playing it because it was all my favorite things. It was like horror, weird things, and then like playing it with you was so fun because
I kept ruining your life.
I was like,
giving you the controller.
Explain to me what is happening. You were like, I don't know. And like Alex and Spencer were there and it was just, I loved it.
I like watching Shane play these games because he does not have to play up getting scared at all. Like he's truly just that scared of these
I get so tense because I hate jump scares. I hate jump scares, especially in a video game where you are in control, right? A movie, you're just watching and you're like, okay, like I'm watching this movie. A video game, you're like, okay, if I make the wrong decision, then it's going to jump out at me. And you're just sitting there like, oh. And the headphones kill
me. It's brutal.
Because there's so much to do with sound in that game. And I was like.
Yeah, you and me play very differently. Like, you're like, and I'm kind of like that too. But I was watching back when I got the controls. I was like.
You locked in.
I was so locked in. That's why I feel like if I go down the video game route, you're never going to see me.
No, and that's what I'm trying to do.
No, I'm going to be addicted.
I'm trying to ruin your life.
No.
You're going to become a gamer. Your husband's going to come home. You're going to be playing Resident Evil 8.
No.
Like, get out.
I can't get with out. Him. He plays Dota and then watches Dota on his phone. And I was like, no. No.
That's an intense game.
No.
He's a gamer.
He loves Dota.
Capital
oh, yeah.
G.
That's some intense shit, man.
Not me.
That's beyond me. That's on another level.
Wow.
But you aren't in those spheres because, and you've explained to us, and I've made fun of you a bunch in recent episodes, what you love is people.com.
Correct.
You check it every day.
Every day.
We got here this morning at 9 a.m. and you said you'd already read everything.
I've already read everything, but guess what? It updates.
Okay.
And there's top stories that change.
Okay.
So I have to, you know, check it at the end of the day.
Spencer, do you keep up with celebrity gossip at all? I feel like I just hear about it. I don't look for it.
I feel like you don't.
I don't look for it, but I hear about it just because it ends up on the internet. Like, if it ends up on Twitter or Reddit, I'm going to see it
okay.
at some point.
I feel like that's cool celebrity news, whereas, like, people.com is the celebrity news that, like, 50 and above love hearing about. And me. Do you know what I'm saying?
And also me.
Spencer?
There was a moment I saw... I saw both of my parents over Christmas break, and my dad knew that. Yeah, flex. No, and my dad knew that that Jewel was seeing.
Yeah.
Not Dennis Quaid, the other guy.
Not Dennis.
Yellowstone.
Yeah, Kevin Costner. Jewel and Kevin Costner. That's old.
And
news,
my mom was
too.
Like, my mom was like, really? Like, that's. And I just thought it was really funny that my dad knew and that my mom did.
I thought
not.
Kevin Costner was married.
Apparently,
honey,
not until like.
Shane, get your shit together. They went through a tumultuous divorce over weeks. She wanted the house. She wanted money consistently. He was so upset.
What
he,
a bitch.
He left.
That was in the article.
He left Yellowstone.
In parenthesis, it has yeah. that. What a bitch.
He left Yellowstone.
He left Yellowstone?
He's done with Yellowstone.
Oh,
bro, he went to
bro,
Sequoia.
You're dumb. He you're
started a new
dumb.
Show.
He started a new show.
Yosemite.
Literally, everyone said, like, oh, why is Kevin Costner leaving
He's
Yellowstone?
He's on the actual Waterworld ride now.
That's where he's working.
You're so dumb.
He dies the first day of working. I had so that's the type of stuff I don't know.
So you just don't know.
I know like slight things.
Wait,
about,
I can
like,
keep riffing on this. He's rebooting The Postman.
Oh, good.
Wait, what?
Wasn't that not him?
No, he's rebooting Tin Cup in real life.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you that Tin Cup? So we used to go to like drive-in movie theaters. That's like a big thing on the East Coast. You probably know that, right?
I know what I've seen Grease.
Ma'am. What?
He's from Florida. No?
So anyways, we went to a drive-in movie theater. I was too young. My dad had this like big white beat-up van, and we had to like not watch the movie. Him and my mom wanted to go see
this
Tin
is the
Cup.
Most fucked up thing I've ever
Him
heard.
Him and my mom wanted to go see. Well, we were on vacation in the Cape. Him and my mom wanted to go see Tin Cup, and they were like, "It's too."
They make you look the
it's
other
rated
way.
Rated R. You girls have to like play cards in the back of the
You're
van.
Girls, you can't know what golf is.
Exactly.
Like, go to the back.
So we play cards or whatever. Play like spit. And the
spit?
Moment.
Spit.
Yeah. The moment I get up to be like, Dad, I'm tired, is when Kevin Costner has a gun in his
I thought a movie was about golf.
Yeah, what the hell?
It gets really dark for one scene. And that's the only scene that I've seen.
Okay, that makes me think of something, though, because I was at my parents' house for Christmas, and I was, like, watching... I was watching Blue-Eyed Samurai.
Flex. Best show ever.
That show is so awesome. But I knew from the first episode, I'm like, oh, there's nudity in this.
There's
nudity and sex and stuff.
There's a lot.
And I'm watching it, and I'm just like, my parents are, I don't know what it is. They're going to show up right when people are naked.
Isn't it like, animated?
It's yes, animated.
But it's
dude, nice.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's actually, it might be my favorite show of last
it,
year.
It, it is
shit.
My favorite
it's
show of last year.
It's unbelievable.
They're already renewed for a season two.
Is it an anime?
Yeah, it's anime.
Dude.
I like anime.
In her anime era.
It's insane.
I love anime.
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. I didn't love the animation at first, but towards the end, I was like, they had to animate it this way for how they shot it.
That's my favorite type of animation. I love
it. Because it's like this like pseudo 3D. It's like a it's like an interesting. Mm-hmm. But no, my parents are so good at walking in right at the worst parts.
Oh, God. And they're like,
God dang it. Like,
what are you watching?
What is this? Okay. It's just like, it's not this all the time.
Yeah. That was
I really
want to
know which part, but it's.
There's several sex scenes.
Yeah. It's very. And I remember that you were like, oh, I finished Blue Samurai. And I remember recommending it to you. And then I remember thinking, it is extremely sexual show. Very sexual.
Very sexual.
But it's so. Good. Yeah. The lead is from
Pen 15.
Pen 15.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, Maya.
And yeah. a Disney star.
Did not
She's
know that about
her. She's married to Macaulay Culkin.
No, that's Brenda Song.
Brenda Song is also Brenda Song is in
Blue Eyed Samurai.
She's not the lead though.
No, I know she's not the lead. She's the princess.
Yeah.
Shane, I know. Okay. I know.
Did y'all see Asteroid City?
I tried.
Oh. Well, there's a scene where I was watching it with both of my parents, and there's a scene where Scarlett Johansson gets completely naked. I'm like, when does this stop being weird, like, with my parents? But there's a really funny, because she's like, oh, like, I'm about to do a nude scene. Like, in the context of the movie, she's like, I'm about to do a nude scene. And what's his fucking name? He's in every Wes Anderson movie.
Jason Schwartzman
has the funniest reaction to someone saying that they're going to get naked. And I was like, yeah, that was good.
No, it'll never be not uncomfortable though.
Well, actually, I have watched a lot of movies where like it's wild, and my dad's there, and he's like, "Whoa, oh, wow!" And
yeah, I was like,
"Does that help? Does that make it?"
It
better?
Helps so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, to acknowledge it
when they're silent.
She's sitting there, just like
it's a nightmare. With my dad, we can watch it. With my mom, she goes, "Ugh." I remember when my dad told me to watch True Blood. He was like, "You gotta watch True Blood on HBO." Back in the day, and I was like, "Okay." It's two vampires having sex, and one of them breaks the neck and turns it back to look at them while they're having sex, and my mom walks in, and she goes, "What is this?" And I said, "It's Dad's favorite show." She's like, "This is awful."
Yeah, they're vampires.
Wait, so does the head fix?
Or is yeah, head fix, sis, itself.
That's crazy.
Have you never seen True Blood?
No.
I watched like one episode and there was already crazy sex in
it. It's
that was back
wild.
In HBO's just full on sex
era. Yeah, it really was. Anyways.
Okay. This episode is about people.com.
It's not about sex.
Amanda, when did you start checking people.com every day?
You sick.
When did you start getting into celebrity gossip? Because we've seen your diary from when you were a kid, and it had a lot of celebrity gossip on the front.
Here's the thing. I think it's less about the gossip, but every time I'm obsessed with movies since I was little, but every time I watched a movie, I was so interested in the celebrities and their life. So that's why when I watch movies, I'm like, oh, like someone's like, oh yeah, that's Scarlett Johansson. I'm like, no, it's not. That's blah, blah, blah. Like I'm so... So I'll like go and research like, oh, I don't know that guy yet. And I'll research and I'll know who he dated, what other movies he did. Maybe he did this movie. Oh, maybe that director. And I just go on. That's my like search. I don't do Reddit.
Social security number.
I just do like who they're dating, what other things they've done. And then I'll watch that movie and then I'll like that actor. So I think I got really into actors and like their lives. And then the only thing is sometimes the hot goss of it all is like, too much. Like, I don't watch reality shows. I don't watch Real Housewives. I don't watch any of that shit.
You don't watch Love Island?
Okay, I watch Love Island.
Do you watch Bachelor?
No. I've never...
You watch Golden Bachelor?
No, but I definitely have a story from Golden Bachelor. Here's the thing. I researched Golden Bachelor, but I didn't watch it.
I think that's crazier than watching.
I'm so weird.
I think that's more
but,
crazy.
But here's the thing. I think you're crazy.
But here's the thing. It's just like Dateline with Keith Morrison. I listened to it as a joke to start because the way he is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then it kind of like, the like, oh God, this is so silly, turned into like, okay, oh God.
This is the thing. I can't shit on what you're saying because when I was young, my mom was obsessed with like Access Hollywood, Extra, all that shit.
Baby.
On all the time. And I will say, and it's the same with like a reality TV show or like Dateline. Uh-huh. My mom would watch that stuff too. Is you can scoff at it. If you watch 5 minutes of any of them, you're then kind of like,
you're invested.
All right, well, I gotta keep watching.
You're invested.
It's true. They hook you.
And like, then they follow their story.
Yeah.
Although I'm over the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, like, I don't care.
You brought that up on this podcast.
I think everyone's over it.
I don't care about their timeline. The amount of photos they have her sitting in a box watching his game in red, I'm like, good for you.
Bro.
I don't care anymore.
So I watch football all the time, and they always show her a bunch during these games. It's so funny. She seems genuinely into it. I think she's genuinely a fan. And,
I think
like,
that,
genuinely they're
sure.
doing great. I think it's why it's kind of boring. Because just like, yeah, they're just in a relationship.
Literally, it's like every good show. When the two lovers actually end up getting together and get married, you're like, all right.
That the
show
sucks.
Needs to end. You know, we all love like right. the conflict, like will they, won't they? And I think like Hot Gossip and People.com, they do it so well. Like their like titles are so
How long
like,
have they been doing it for?
Oh, People.com's been around
years.
Forever.
Yeah. I remember seeing
years.
It like, you know, as a kid.
Yeah, People and Us Weekly at
yeah,
the front
like,
of the grocery store.
People was, they were huge. And they were also huge on like the Royals. Like People.com was like obsessed.
I don't understand the Royal stuff. At all.
I'm over it. Because I don't watch The Crown or anything. But I heard The Crown is amazing.
The Crown is good. I watched The Crown.
I just get to a point where I get oversaturated with that.
I just don't really, I'm not interested. I'm just like, they're just people who, I don't know.
People.
People.
They're just a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
But they were like huge. So it was like People, Star Magazine. Don't read Star Magazine. It's all fake.
That's fake. That's like that National Enquirer.
That was like aliens landed and Angelina Jolie like and let them in her home or something.
Now I'm interested.
That was what fascinated me in the grocery store like as a kid, because you'd always see like, you know, you'd have like People Magazine, like Life Magazine, and then you would have something where it'd be like, I have 2 weeks to live. Like, yeah.
I don't
and
know
then,
why I'm
like,
laughing, but yes.
No, I mean, but it'd be like us, like, you know, where like clearly they were just like feeling sick that day. They walked outside, the paparazzi took a picture.
And they were like this.
And they're like, I'm dying. Like, I am actively dying.
Yeah.
And then you had like the soap opera magazines. Like,
yeah.
Little...
Soap. Or Reader's Digest. Remember Reader's Digest?
I do.
What is the deal with Reader's Digest? What is the deal with the soap one, too?
The Reader's Digest was about like TV channels. It was like
was
when
it?
TV was a thing, yeah.
They would like.
I thought that was TV Guide.
I think it was both.
I think that was both.
Well, I don't know about Reader's Digest.
Were the soap books though for like literally they would summarize the
soap operas?
Would they do like fan theories?
Here's the thing: I never picked up a soap
was
opera.
Was it Tumblr before Tumblr?
Guys, I did not read the soap mags.
I don't know anyone who watches a soap opera.
But
that isn't 70 years old.
Yeah, I don't watch like Days of Our Lives ever. Like,
comment down below if you watch a soap opera, like an American soap opera.
Yes,
because I'm sure I think they're big in other countries, but
yes,
here in America I feel like they're past their.
Don't you like your Turkish soaps?
I was just gonna say that. I will say I'm watching a new Turkish show right now on Netflix. It's a limited series. It's called Creature. And it's based on the book Frankenstein.
Oh, that's...
And it's really, really good. But it also has, again, like most Turkish TV shows, which I'm like, oh God, do I love this? It has a soap element to it. Like, like over-the-top acting, like, whoa, like the world. Like, slow-mo scenes, like violin comes in at random times.
I love
and
that
I'm
shit.
Like, oh, I don't know why this is...
That's close enough.
No, I love that shit.
But, like, Turkish shows are very soapy, so I'm like, okay, I can see, since I love Turkish shows, I'm like, I can see why people like soap operas, but Days of Our Lives.
Well, they're hard.
I think it's a spectrum, because, I mean, look at, like, Grey's Anatomy. Is that not a soap?
That's definitely,
it's
right,
not
actually.
It's not technically
a soap. It's not technically
a soap. Because a soap is a show that comes out every day.
Every day.
And
they film constantly.
There's, like, technicalities, but it is soapy.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
it
soapy.
Is very soap.
I definitely have. I've auditioned for a soap opera.
I've auditioned for some soap operas.
Yeah, and they want you to like hold. That's the thing about when you're done with it, you have to hold. Like,
that's crazy.
You know, working on soap operas, I think it's the hardest acting job.
You only get one shot
because you get one take, and it's like you have to memorize like 90 pages a day or something like that. There's a reason why we make fun of soap opera actors for not being good. It's because you don't get a second. Take.
They don't get time with their character.
And you just have to memorize a ton of shit.
They're just
go.
They're just a doctor.
It's so hard. No, basically, I love soap operas, and I'm obsessed with them.
So, yeah, I didn't read the soap mags, and I didn't read People mags really that often. Maybe in the airport when you're, like, bored, you read through them. But I don't know how People.com is now subscribed, like, through my email. I don't know when I made that leap.
So you've been looking at it every day. For years.
For your whole life?
No.
Since you were a baby?
I think since.
Since you were a little baby?
Shut up. I honestly don't think that long. Like, I think, like, 2 years.
Okay.
Since I was a baby.
So, at Smosh.
Yeah, yeah.
At Smosh, you began
you
this.
You sent them your email.
Because I've been in Smosh for 4 years.
I know, but while you're at Smosh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That sucks.
That sucks.
I'm just kidding. I've been here for way too long.
That sucks.
So now that I have it.
But before we begin, what's the celebrity story over these past 2 years that was your favorite? Is there one storyline that you were most obsessed with?
Storyline.
Because like back in the
Which
day.
Which arc?
No, I remember back in the day, the first celebrity story where I remember just not being able to not hear about it, and I was a little kid, was the original J-Lo Ben Affleck romance back in like the 2000s. And it just like, you couldn't go a day without hearing about it for like
Bennifer?
Bennifer lasted for years and everyone talked about it. And I was like, I remember as a little kid, I'm like, I don't care about this. Why is this talked about all the time?
I will say that actually, because I can't quite think of like one because there was a lot, but the Bennifer getting back together.
It is pretty
And close. Their wedding was... Yeah. A big
Bennifer
part of
part
people.com.
Two is different than Bennifer.
And my my favorite things about people.com is they're not super, super mean, but they're mean enough to have
you go,
and the amount of pictures and like weird videos that they have of Ben Affleck. Like, they pull up to, like, a red carpet or whatever, and Ben Affleck just opens the door and just, like, rushes out, and J-Lo's like, trying to take pictures. It's very clear that Ben Affleck's like, I don't want to be in front of cameras. Like, he's said this, and it's J-Lo's, it's her world, right? Like, she's built her world in front of cameras. She's comfortable with it, but people.com harped on that, like, uh-oh, like, Ben is not comfy in front of cameras, and that's where J-Lo lives. And it's just these videos of Ben, like, pushing through the crowd. Like,
I like
let's
the ones
go,
where
Jen.
it's like it looks like they're having an argument.
Yes.
And it's like he's making like the meanest faces. He's like pointing and stuff like that. But then you watch the video and it's just clear he's just like talking. He's like, no, that's just like literally how Boston.
Well,
like,
there was a people.com one of them at an award ceremony where I think they actually are having an argument because it's them talking and he's like, yeah, I don't know, whatever he's saying. And then J-Lo looks like, glances the cameras at her, and then she immediately smiles and like pushes his hand down. And maybe it's nothing.
Or maybe she just knows like they're going to take photos and make this look like a fight.
And so. Then it did.
Yeah, of course that's what they do.
But people, they're not as mean as like.
Some of the others are so awful. I remember.
TMZ is like predatory.
Is horrendous.
People have brought it back, but I always remember, even as a kid, seeing the magazines right at the front. It was like some celebrity in a swimsuit, and they took like an unflattering photo, and then they would Photoshop it to make them look worse, and they'd be like, what is this? And what's crazy is people have been showing those photos.
It's terrible.
Again, and they're like, wait, they were actually hot. Like I remember when like Jennifer Love Hewitt just got shit on by these magazines for a few years.
That happened recently to her on people.com. But people.
But like you look back at those photos where they were shitting on it, and you're like, wait, she was hot as hell.
Yeah. Here's the thing though, people. This is why I like people, is because they're not. They weren't shitting on her recently. They're not nice, but they're the nicest, I think. And their whole thing was...
They're the nicest bully you're ever going to meet.
Thing was Jennifer Love Hewitt, they always say slaps back or snaps back at fans.
I love that shit.
Strikes back.
They snap back at fans because she took a photo of herself and she used a filter. And fans were like, oh my God, what is she hiding underneath that filter? Which is awful. Also, celebrities, stop responding to these fans. Like, just... stop. Like, whatever. And, I mean, that might be hard, but she snapped back at her fans and was like, aging in Hollywood is really hard because, you know, she was a fucking hottie. She was a hottie. And so people, they were defending her. I don't even know why I'm defending people.
Wow, ally.
Stop.
Okay. Do we want to...
Yeah.
What are some headlines?
Okay, so this is the top headline. Like I said... I didn't watch The Golden Bachelor. Did you, Spencer?
No.
I watched a few episodes of The Golden Bachelor. It was very funny.
So for context, this is the one where it's one old guy and a bunch of old ladies?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, they were all older.
No, he was...
They're older.
He's 70-something.
That's crazy. No,
I thought Golden Bachelor, I was like, oh, are they going to be like in their... Like, because this is Hollywood. I was like, are they going to be in their 40s and 50s? No, they're all in their 70s and 60s. Some are like late 50s. But I was like, damn, bravo. Like, okay. You can't get much older than that.
No, it's not on Bravo.
Or else it starts to get...
Are you sure it's not on Bravo? It might be on Bravo.
It's not on Bravo.
It's on ABC.
Well, okay, so this is The Golden Bachelor. So, spoiler alert, he has chosen his bride.
His mate.
And they got married. And her name is Teresa Nist.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Teresa Nist.
Oh, and People.com, they've already shared all of... They shared her previous wedding dress or whatever. But here's this headline. Here's the hot goss.
Okay.
Teresa Nist has bridal wardrobe malfunction mid Golden Bachelor wedding ceremony, but Jerry can't look away.
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to see those.
Jerry?
That's what Jerry said.
In the photo is him like a Looney Tunes.
Yeah,
See? Here's the thing. People.com, the way they put it, they're not like, oh my God, they got fat. They're like, aw, can't look away.
Wait, let me see this picture.
No, there's no picture of the malfunction. It's just them getting married.
What's the malfunction?
Well, let me get into it, guys.
They hooked me already.
They hooked me. Now I gotta know what this malfunction was.
Teresa Nist chose a dazzling dress for her wedding to Jerry Turner. Jerry spelt with a G, heads up.
Okay, that makes it a little better.
On Thursday night. But the night wasn't without one little mishap. Before the couple could seal their nuptials with a kiss, one strap on Nist's bad gleam Mishka gown broke. Nothing could rain on the happy couple's parade, though, and the rest of the ceremony went off without a hitch.
And he didn't look away?
In fact, Turner couldn't take his eyes off his bride.
Well,
just
I would
picture,
assume...
Nothing bad happened. It was a cheap dress, and it snapped.
See, I would have thrown my iPad at the wall if that was the reveal.
The Golden Bachelor 72 and his bride 70 exchanged vows live on ABC following their engagement on the finale of last year's show. Let's see if he said anything. I love their quotes.
I like it's like he couldn't take his eyes off her. It's like, yeah, you're at the podium and you're facing each other. What are you going to do? She stands up there and he's like, oh!
Probably got nervous.
See, you've got to remember, Teresa didn't get her first time around. She didn't have much time to plan. And really, I didn't either. Jerry Turner said, we didn't have a whole lot of time and we were pretty broke, both of us. So this is kind of big. We want to make it so we don't miss any of those moments.
Is he broke? I don't think he's broke at all.
I think he's
maybe emotionally.
Very, very rich.
I think he's extremely rich.
So, yeah, that.
That's a good one. That's a good start. See, I know this stuff, though, because I watched Golden Bachelor a little bit of it. So I know this.
Kiana's told me about it a little bit.
Kiana's locked in. Kiana's locked into every part of
the amount she like. I'm truly in awe of the amount that a lot of people, just in this office alone, consume. Like any of those shows. Like to me, I couldn't like keeping up with one of those shows is almost like a. I'm hesitant to say a job, but like you know, like Kiana watches like Big Brother, and to me, I'm like that's such a
the
commitment that like
I agree.
The reason a lot of our content. Yeah. is so good is because a lot of our crew behind the scenes are so versed mm-hmm. on the internet. I can think of a few, but Kiana, absolutely. There's not much that Kiana doesn't know.
Yeah.
And she knows everything.
It's truly kind of scary.
She knows everything.
Kiana truly is a character from The Matrix.
Yeah.
We're like, we need to go visit the knower.
The Oracle.
And it's like, it's Kiana. And she's like, hey, bestie. So, yeah.
she's like, oh, yeah, already saw that.
I got it. Don't worry.
But does she know that Billie Eilish brings the crew socks and loafers trend to the red carpet?
That's pretty sick.
Plus a Playboy bunny bag.
What? Billie! Billie!
literally, she's just wearing white socks and big shoes. That's it.
Let me see the shoes. Those are cute.
Yeah.
I've been looking at
it. Is Billie Eilish back into the baggy clothing?
Billie Eilish.
I don't think she ever left, dude.
Did she never leave?
She continues to command the red carpet, bringing the crew socks and loafers trend to Palm Springs. On Thursday, the 22-year-old singer.
What the hell? What was in Palm Springs?
I don't know. How crazy. The International Film Festival Awards.
If.
She was accompanied by her brother and fellow musician, Phineas O'Connell. The Ocean Eyes. Okay, that was a long ago song. Singer. That's why I love People.com, because they feel a little like 60-year-olds.
Yeah, she's had many songs since Ocean Eyes. I know that.
I feel like a bunch of 60-year-olds are like, hot goth. So you know the Ocean Eyes song that we can't, that we can't stop playing? Well, let me tell you about Billie Eilish. That's why I kind of like it.
You guys know Maroon 5? They did This Love.
Sunday Morning?
You know Maroon 5 from Sunday Morning.
The Ocean Eyes singer wore a black, red, and gold headscarf tied to the back that complemented her two-toned black and red hair and shades with yellow lenses.
Whoa.
So you're...
How far away are we from AI writing all of this?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Damn.
She then reflected on the resonation What Was I Made For, which was the big song in Barbie, has had with audiences, especially in how it has brought women together in this way that I feel like I haven't felt part of like that. And it made me feel really good, Eilish said. And I also felt like it was bringing people together. It felt like we were all experiencing the life experience, you know? I do love Billie Eilish.
I like Billie Eilish too. I always love these answers though on red carpets.
They're so...
Is that like they ask these questions and I'm like, my thought is always like, what answer are you expecting? What it actually reminds me of is in sports. Every time when like they ask the coach or players after like a loss, they're like, so what happened? And I'm just like, what do you think they're going to say?
Yeah, they're like, we lost.
We did bad. We lost the game. I'm just like, what?
But all
what is
these
this? Like, how do you feel about this movie? It's like, I feel good about it.
And then people.com is like, she feels good about the movie. That's why I kind of love it.
I actually have a lot of respect because at Defy, we were right next to like the Clever TV people, uh-huh. and they do a lot of celebrity stuff. And I actually I really admire the work. So I'm like, I couldn't do it because they have to be locked in all the time. They have to be following stuff. But I'm also like, I'm just not into it.
Yeah.
And clearly there's a fascination.
It's also like local. It's like when I worked for local news, you had to be on the local news all the time. And then you had to come up with a catchy way that 99% of people can read and go, ooh, what's that?
Right. I mean, is that so different from like what we do?
Not really.
We play FNAF.
Yeah.
No, it's literally like Amanda and Shane play FNAF.
The first time. I think the title was We Play FNAF for the first time.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing. Yeah. Just like how Kate Middleton is spending her 42nd birthday weekend. Tea parties, country life, and family.
Okay, they did not try on that one.
Are they?
No, they're kind of giving up on the Royals a little bit. They're not as hot because Harry's book is already out.
Yeah.
And Meghan Markle and Harry, they felt pushed out by the Royals.
Who do you like more, Meghan Markle or Kate Middleton?
Oh, God.
And there is a correct answer.
There is a correct answer, Amanda. Don't answer.
I feel like Kate is under some spell where she's like, everything is fine. Like, there was like a people.com that made me laugh so hard.
There was a people.com?
There was an
article on People that made me, my gals at People. It was Kate Middleton was standing next to some like great person or something like that, and she wanted to get close to her.
Yeah, her husband.
No. She wanted to get close to her, but she didn't want to like scoot over. So she like scooted her feet in like a weird like dancing.
That sounds awesome.
Like a weird like tap dance thing just to get close during the picture, and people were all over it.
It's so insane.
That's why it's so funny.
I'm aware to some degree because I've watched a lot of The Crown. And
So you saw the foot thing?
The life they have to live is truly a nightmare.
Yeah.
I would not last.
I would not last. Oh, me as a royal, not doing so good.
You wouldn't
be
there.
They'd catch me playing video games one day.
Bro, they catch me.
Bro, you're a king. Come on.
Bro, you're a prince. You can't play video games. Do you think Harry games? Harry has to be gaming now. Because he lives in California now.
Who?
Harry.
Styles?
Prince Harry.
Harry's...
We're talking about the royals. What are you...
People have... I've already moved on, buddy.
What happened, Amanda?
I've already moved on.
What happened there?
Oh, Harry. Yeah, they're in
Harry
L.A.
Styles.
Because they don't feel welcome. They don't feel welcome in England.
I think a lot about what Prince Harry is probably doing out here in California now.
He's jacking off.
He's jacking off. He's smoking weed.
Spencer,
he's
playing, you're out of control.
He's playing Fortnite. You think he's gotten a victory for Royale? A victory royal.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Do you think he unlocked Peter Griffin?
Do you think he watches Family Guy?
Okay, you're gonna love this one.
Give us another.
Adam Sandler plays impromptu pickup basketball game with University of Arizona.
He's fucking
players.
Always doing that shit. Okay,
he's always.
I know.
What I love about Adam Sandler is that outside of movies, he wears like the same outfit.
Same
he's
shorts.
Going to wear the baggiest shirt.
Him and Kevin
shorts.
Smith.
This is awesome. This is why people makes me laugh. The future Saturday night. The future Saturday Night Live star. He's not a future Saturday Night Live star.
We don't know that. See, they're predicting.
They're telling the future.
Grew up as an avid basketball fan, playing for his Jewish Community Center's youth team before playing high school basketball for Manchester Central High School in New Hampshire. Basketball started for me when I was a young man, Sandler said.
Yeah, he's always saying that.
Well, you know, I really like basketball.
Shut up! Oh, are you liking the basketball?
That's pretty good. That is
my favorite was
good.
What's his face is who's the fucking guy I date all the women? Pete Davidson. His impression of Adam Sandler was just going, shit him.
Okay, here's another one. Peloton instructor invites Christopher Nolan to take her class insult-free.
I did see that.
After she complains about his movie. You can critique my class. We'll have a good time. I promise you, it'll be insult-free.
Did you see the clip?
I promise it'll be an atomic blast.
Did you see the clip from of the Peloton class? Of
no.
Her
it's actually really
it was
funny.
So funny.
Wait,
wow,
really?
We know more than you, Amanda. Yeah.
What?
We're locked
in. We see the actual clips on Twitter.
No, it's so great. She's doing the Peloton class. She's on the bike, and she's just like, I saw that movie. I don't know what the fuck was happening.
I was like, dude, I didn't know they were like that on Peloton.
They're crazy.
On Peloton, Cody Rigsby, honestly, at first I was like, I don't know. And then I got on there, and I was like, oh. He'd be like, they read off people's like names, like whatever.
They're like Twitch streaming.
And they'll be like, you got to change that name. That is awful, honey. That is awful.
They are essentially Twitch streamers.
They are so, some of them are really hilarious. Like
she was, her shitting on Tenet, I was like, girl,
okay.
Same.
Oh, so it was Tenet that she shit on.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what I want to say.
Tenet sucks.
This is what she said. So here's what I want to say. I may not have understood a minute of what the hell was going on in Tenet. That shit went right over my head. But I have seen Oppenheimer twice, and that's 6 hours of my life that I don't ever want to give back, she continued. So, Mr. Nolan, I'm inviting you to come take a ride with me in my Peloton studio. You can critique my class. We'll have a great time. You'll sit in the front row, and I promise you, it'll be insult-free. Let me know. Take me up on it.
Christopher Nolan in a Peloton class sounds so funny.
No.
Yeah.
Wait. He responded.
Update. We have an update.
What he said.
Nolan mentioned hearing Sherman's criticism during the New York Film Critics Circle Awards Gala on Wednesday. Okay.
I think this is what kicked it off.
I was on my Peloton. I'm dying. And the instructor started talking about one of my films and said, did anyone see this? That's a couple hours of my life I'll never get back. Nolan said while accepting the Best Director Award.
So
that's
Nolan,
it. That's all he said.
So wait, Christopher Nolan was on his Peloton.
Oh, when film critic Rex, yeah, he does the Peloton. When
wow.
film critic Rex Reed.
Did you not hear that context?
Just now I did. From
hey, man, did you not hear what she just said? No.
Hey. Wait, there's.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
More. When film critic Rex Reed takes a shit on your film, he doesn't ask you to work out, joked Nolan. Okay. In today's world where opinions are everywhere, there's a sort of idea that film criticism is being democratized.
Yeah.
But I, for one, think the critical appreciation of film shouldn't be an instinct, but it should be a profession.
Huh.
Whatever that means,
okay.
Dude.
Okay. Okay, nerd.
So he did read it, and he is going to get back on his Peloton and never take her class.
He's going to quit making movies.
So I think he said that first, and then she saw that he had seen her criticism, and that was her response.
Yeah.
So he said that first, and then she said that.
Yeah, I think she came out on top of this.
I think she was right.
I think you guys are going to get hooked on people. What? No. Yes?
I'm not going to watch Tenet again.
No, dude. That movie was bad.
Also, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, she's everywhere.
Yeah.
She is out of prison.
That is currently the story. Admittedly, I told you, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But I have been seeing her all over the place. And it's just stories that are just like, she was spotted at this concert, or here's what she's doing. And I'm like, who is this person?
People are freaking
out.
But
now that I know the story, I'm almost like a little more sad that I keep saying, I'm like, leave her alone. Like,
I know.
Oh my God.
Well, she's kind of putting herself out there a little bit.
She was on The View?
She was on The View. She's pictured with her husband, Ryan Scott Anderson.
I guess because she's being seen in a good light. People are kind of
She had to go through so much shit. So I think, like, in a way, it's almost cathartic for people to see, like, oh, she's literally getting to do everything that she was denied for, like, her entire life.
Wow.
And she's getting these opportunities. It's like, hey, like, yeah, you are going to get to go see all these games. You are going to. So, like, in a way, I see that framing as like something positive.
Yeah.
But I also do see where it's like, okay, like, let's also give her space. Like,
I mean, she has a show. I mean, The Act on Hulu is about her.
Right.
All of this was happening while she was in prison. And so when
How long was she in prison?
Like 9 years.
9 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, her and her boyfriend murdered her mother. Oh. But her mother was
former
also
boyfriend.
God.
Former. Boyfriend.
Current
he's
boyfriend.
Still in jail.
Current husband. D is on fire.
D, yeah. So
I saw that one.
So Gypsy says, "Don't listen to the haters," and that the couple doesn't owe anyone anything. So she's protecting herself. But before adding, besides, they jealous because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire.
She was so real for that.
Wow. Holy shit, man.
So she's free. She's living her life. And then she says, "I was never one of those children that wanted to be famous. I didn't want to be a singer. I didn't want to be an actress. I wanted to be something that made a difference." And she did. She murdered her mom.
Yeah. Big difference. No, but did you
I'm
see?
Sorry,
did
that's
you,
awful.
Did you?
Her
did
mom,
you?
Her
did
mom
you see that?
Tortured the, and abused her. Her whole life.
Did you see the clip from The View?
No.
Holy fuck.
Look it. I have
it's
a people.com
insane.
Friend
Spencer's
right here.
Spencer's. Just
wait,
like
what's
you.
The clip?
Basically one of the hosts. I don't know the different hosts on The View, but she's like, oh, like, you know, can we pull up the clip?
But what's the recap of it?
Basically the lady was like, oh, you didn't even do anything wrong, and one of the others was like, what about the murder? And she was like, oh yeah, what
oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
That's The View though.
Well, you said Good Morning America.
Well, maybe I meant The
oh,
View.
Oh, that's Good Morning America.
Honestly, those morning shows are the ones that ask the craziest questions.
Yeah, because they know that they have to get in there. Because I feel like nighttime news shows, people watch, right?
They're just
the
already sitting
shows.
Down. It's
I found the clip. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the clip.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Ways out. I just need my words that you are not alone in this, you know, situation. There are other ways out. I did it the wrong way.
Don't say that.
I did something wrong, and I paid my dues for it.
Oh, you mean that part?
Yes, the part of it, you know, that part of it. Yeah. No. You know, so I did something.
Murder is wrong.
Yes, murder is wrong.
She said it.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what other part she would have been referring
murder
to.
Murder is wrong.
No, you didn't. No.
No, you didn't do anything. But, oh, the murder.
Oh. What? Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. So Gypsy's having a time on people. Kelly Clarkson is having a time on people.
What's going on with Kelly Clarkson?
Well, Kelly
something about
Clarkson,
her husband, right?
She's having explosive information about her husband, saying that her husband said that she was never pretty enough to be on The Voice.
Is this her ex-husband?
This is her ex-husband.
Oh, thank
who
God.
Tried to steal
good.
Everything.
Current
oh, sorry.
Husband?
Wasn't sexy enough to appear on The Voice. And she is taking her power back. She lost weight, which I'm like, you don't need to lose weight to take your power back. But no. That's what she is saying. She's like, I got healthy, is what she's saying. But yeah, she's coming out about her husband saying.
Okay, was she on The Voice, though?
She.
I thought she was.
I don't watch.
Well, she's the winner of American Idol, and she has her own show. And
did she win American Idol?
Yeah.
She was the first winner.
She was the first winner.
I wasn't sure if it was
a moment like this.
I wasn't sure if it was her or Justin.
Spencer, you
okay?
Justin, dumb idiot.
Justin didn't have a chance. So
Kelly Clarkson was the original winner.
Justin and Kelly did a movie together.
I know they did
from
a movie
from Justin to Kelly.
I wasn't sure because there were some people like came in second place. I just remember like if you won American Idol, like you were famous. But even if you didn't win American Idol, you were famous.
Ruben
like,
Studdard, I'm sorry for 2004. Decay. He. That's all he did. And. So, okay, so she was on The Voice. Mm-hmm. So I guess she was sexy enough to be on The Voice, buddy. Yeah. But yeah, she was on The Voice, and she's coming out with a lot of stuff about her ex-husband, who she must pay. So her ex-husband must pay her over $2.6 million for unlawfully procured?
Where the hell is he getting that from?
Business deals. I have no idea. But basically, when they were getting divorced and it wasn't announced, he was trying to do business deals saying
oh, I'm her husband.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm Kelly Clarkson's husband. But they were divorced, so she sued him for $2.6 million.
Imagine having to pay Kelly Clarkson millions of dollars.
Yeah.
She's got millions of dollars.
Not good.
But that's what you get for being a
Yeah, that's what you get, dude.
Kelly Clarkson is big, and also White Lotus is big. It announces season 3 cast.
Park what? Cozy. Actually, I'm actually very curious.
Oh, wow. Now you're ready?
I actually need to know about this.
It's including stars from Harry Potter and Mission Impossible. Oh, okay, who's
in Mission Impossible? Well, now I'm listening.
Henry Cavill? And Daniel Radcliffe?
The stars?
Henry Zerny?
On Friday, HBO announced a brand new cast for the highly anticipated third installment of the anthology series. I love this show. The star-studded, they love those two words together.
Star-studded is used every article.
Star-studded cast will include Leslie Bibb.
Okay.
Leslie Bibb!
Jason Isaacs, who's from Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle, how do you say her name? Monahan? Monahan?
Oh, I love her.
She's amazing. Parker Posey.
Oh.
So excited. Natasha Rothwell.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So big.
Pretty good.
Big stuff.
Big stuff happening here,
Mike
guys.
Mike White. See, that's how people get to you. You guys are like,
I love that Mike White is the creator of that show.
From Survivor.
From Survivor.
From Survivor and School of Rock.
Yeah.
And commercials.
Don't tell me his School of Rock name.
Oh, I forget his name in School of Rock.
It's a really good one.
Okay.
Fuck, it's bugging me.
Amanda, is there any other last juicy story?
Okay. Any other last juicy? I mean, this is the thing about people is that one person will usually take over, and it's right now it's Gypsy Rose. So,
yeah.
And Emma Stone.
And by the time this episode airs, it's probably changed.
Well, Emma, you know, she did Poor Things, but she's giving an update on Cruella sequel, hopefully sooner rather than later, which means it's never going to happen. Everyone knows that. Well,
I guess that's it.
I think that those are the top ones. I mean, there's stuff, but I feel like there's some stuff that we don't even need to...
I think you should give updates on this stuff on
every
on,
podcast,
like, Instagram and stuff, and you could bring it back here for sure whenever you want. I mean, you're allowed to.
Do you guys want to know? Do you guys want to know the name from School of Rock?
What's the name?
What's the name?
Did you guys not know?
No.
No.
Ned Schneebly.
No, Ned Schneebly.
Ned.
Do you remember
God.
That?
Yes, because it's Jack Black's roommate.
Yeah, he gives the name Ned Schneebly to be the teacher.
Yeah, to be the teacher. God, have you seen the movie recently? It's great.
So good.
Anyways, those are the top stories of People.com today. But let me tell you, this baby changes every day.
Could I see that iPad?
You may.
I looked up some of my...
Here you go. I can't give it up, my baby.
The wood on the way here. Spencer, do you have like websites that you check every day?
Yeah.
Oh, he does not want to tell us.
He's not going to say.
I
wake up 6 a.m. Check out Pornhub.
Yeah.
Check out what's on the feed.
You know, I'm out here with Prince Harry. You know, we're doing our thing.
Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, honestly, I will check like a few subreddits like for the gaming news aggregation.
Pretty good.
Yeah, there's like our games. I'll sort by new and I'll see what people are talking about.
About like games that have come out or games that are just happening.
Usually, well, okay. So honestly, Twitter has kind of Like there will be Twitter, like for lack of a better word, like news things I'll follow, like for like gaming news and uh-huh. things like that.
Yeah.
And that's where I will honestly get a lot of my like gaming news and updates.
And are they kind of saying like what's coming out next or like what's the
what's coming out next, like things that are like updated, like, oh, this like feature was announced, like this person was announced for this game, like this game has been canceled, this like
this game
has been delayed.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's
you and
it's pretty badass.
What I love is who is in charge of our Pit channel, Emily. Mm-hmm. She is so locked in to gaming like news, mm-hmm. like so locked in that she'll be talking about things where I'm like, I don't know where you heard about this, but she's so she's like the celebrity gossip uh-huh. person, but with video game news. I showed up here one day at early in the morning, and I walk in, and she like is walking into, and she goes, "Did you hear?" And I'm thinking, like, this is on a Monday. I'm thinking it's something like Smosh related.
Yeah, of course.
Like, oh shit, because this was like after the live show and stuff. So I was like, what did something,
oh, no.
did something happen and whatever? She goes, E3 is canceled. And I was like, oh, for sure.
What's canceled?
And I know it's E3, it actually, for gaming news, exactly. it's actually insane. Like, it actually was a big deal, so I understand.
Oh.
And I'm into gaming, but I'm not into, like, certain realms of it.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think she understood when she was telling me that I'm like, oh, yeah, I know about it.
You're like, oh.
I'm like, oh, damn.
That's cool.
Crazy.
You know, no, like, you know, like Comic-Con?
Yes.
You know, like, San Diego Comic-Con?
Yeah.
It's like if that was canceled, kind of.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Oh, that would suck.
It is actually a huge deal. And she's very much in the industry of gaming.
She comes from the gaming industry.
So it's like it's a big deal. Massive. It's like if VidCon was canceled. It's like
exactly
they're no,
that would that was
no longer doing VidCon.
That was a better example.
It'd be like, damn.
It's like if Dateline was done.
Con,
actually,
Dateline
yeah,
Con
that would, it would
canceled.
Be the same news probably for you.
I would be mortified. I wouldn't even come into work. You wouldn't see my face for weeks.
You'd be bedridden for months.
That's right. I'm gonna kill you.
I check a couple websites every day.
Uh-oh.
But
I'm just kidding.
What's that?
I check...
What?
I just... So a few years ago, I started being like, I want to figure out my style better. I want to just get... I want to like...
Yes. Your style has
be
been...
more of a gentleman.
Your style has been on point.
So one of the websites I still check... I don't... I just kind of check it because like they're just... It's whatever.
Uh-huh.
But Esquire. I mentioned this.
Oh,
and
yes.
You guys were saying this
yes.
is no different than people.com. And I'm like, it is not
it is
the same.
No different than people.com.
Wow.
Well, okay. I was,
how is it no
it's
different?
More focused on
it's more
fashion
like a, it's,
and like
it's,
watches.
There are watches sometimes.
There are watches.
I think it's more product based.
What do you think, Spencer? Is it the
same? I don't know. I used to read my dad's Esquire magazines and.
Flex.
Yeah. Just any mention of parents. Okay.
Okay, flex.
Sick.
Yeah, and I mean, it was kind of all over the place.
It is all over the place.
Okay, so what's your favorite thing about it? Like, what are you...
I see Jeremy Allen White on there.
So they often, like, interview someone, and, like, Jeremy Allen White is starting the year strong, like, because he's got his Calvin Klein ad and stuff. No, I'm actually...
Is he wearing a big watch in this picture?
He's not wearing a watch.
He's
wearing
just
basically
his Calvin's,
nothing,
bro.
He's wearing his Calvin's.
Oh, okay.
I got to say, Jeremy Allen White, he's bringing in this year. This year's for the Short Kings. He's already
He's killing it.
It.
He's killing it. Great.
Did you... Okay.
But there'll be like 20 best polo shirts for men.
Oh, is there...
Stuff like that. It's like buying guides.
Is there
like
anything for women out there?
18 Hoka deals to kickstart your New Year's running resolution.
That's too many, dude.
Okay. I have Hokas.
There's a lot Pretty of stuff cool. that's not for me, right? The 75 best golf gifts of 2023. Like, they're just... It's a lot of stuff, because I'm like, I need help
You don't
with,
guy
like,
stuff.
So you know, on people.com, they say best gifts this year, Oprah's gift list this year, 10 things on Amazon that are trending. So it's pretty much the same thing, boo.
Then I also check, Polygon for like, that's for like more gaming and pop culture in my sphere that I care about. So this is like gaming news. Gaming,
Polygon.
So it's like gaming, TV shows, movies.
You know it too?
I know it.
He knows it.
Oh, is it TV shows too? Or
it's a
is
lot
it
of
TV
stuff.
Shows only a bit about
like dorky.
So like Arcane season 2 is adding a big bad wolf and seemingly confirming a tragic fan.
I know Arcane.
Did you watch it?
Mm-mm. I watched the first episode, and then I got distracted.
League of Legends 2024 plans revealed, from Arcane to a baby dragon.
Whoa.
the 50 most anticipated new games of 2024.
Okay, well, that's fun.
Yeah, dude.
Do you know what this kind of reminds me of? You know what else I get on my email? IMDb. So it'll be like shows that have been canceled, best new movies that are coming out.
Dude, I have a friend that like checks IMDb like it's a news site. That's crazy. No, but there is.
There is a news site about it.
And I'm just like, that's just a funny place to go for news.
Ooh, Spencer,
but I like their
Metal Gear Solid 3 and Silent Hill 2 remakes coming in 2024.
I've heard
of Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Can we play that?
I actually
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, I've never played.
It's a movie.
Oh yeah, it's by the guy who did what's the name? Rules of Attraction. You ever seen that movie?
Of course.
That movie rocks.
Rules of Attraction is kind of wild, isn't?
It's a crazy movie.
Katie Holmes in that?
No, it's
wasn't like all the big like.
It's like James
stars?
Vanderbeek.
Yes, yes.
But Jennifer, not Jennifer. Who was in? I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel.
She's in that for like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon
Doherty.
No, the really pretty one who's in A Knight's Tale.
She's so hot. Yeah. Oh my God.
She was in The Holiday too.
She was in The Holiday, which was.
She was mean in that.
She was a little mean in Knight's Tale.
This happened in the last episode. That you were here, but I love how it always ends up with you guys being like, "Who's in that? Who is that?
No,
who is that
like,
actor?
If
who's in
I,
that?"
If
and
I,
you guys sit here because you did that with the guy who was.
We
the,
did.
You did it last
Spencer,
time.
Spencer and I are like an old. Because
It's like being. If I can't talk about who this person, like what movie this person was in, it's like I'm on one of those fucking medieval stretchers, and they're just cranking that
drawn
thing.
And quartered.
Yeah,
I will
dude.
Say Spencer and I connect so much on older movies because there's not a lot of people that have seen like movies like that. If I said that, people are like, "A what?" And then I'm like, "Oh, well, I'll just go down this route on my own." But I feel like you've seen a lot of movies that I've seen.
Yeah.
So that makes us really cool people.
All those Kevin Costner films. No, I'll be real with y'all. I didn't really know what Tin Cup was.
Well, I only knew that one scene.
I only know of it because
Rene Russo is in it.
Referenced it. You just know them all. I do check Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes.
I started checking it like that's forever ago, and so I just still kind of like.
Do you agree with Rotten Tomatoes?
I don't
Tomatoes?
Agree with a lot of. I just kind of check it more so to see what's out. Because it's just like, oh, here's the movies that are out
you
right now.
You gotta switch to IMDb, honey. Because then it tells you all the shows that are canceled.
I don't want to know that.
They both have really ugly. Like, what if they had cute interfaces? That'd be crazy.
Their interfaces
IMDb
are
is
great.
Rotten Tomatoes feels very like a kid's.
Rotten Tomatoes is just like kind of hard to navigate. Like, there's
it's gotten worse too.
Yeah, because now they do like TV shows and streaming.
Well, they start just, off. They start at first with TV and shows that are movies and shows that are streaming,
and that's just,
and then you go down to what are like recent releases, and I'm like, that's stupid. So do the releases first.
Do you want to know what you can do? I just go to YouTube and type trailers 2023.
That's insane.
that's
crazy.
But you know what? It messes me up because there's a lot
year.
Of fan made trailers. I remember when Courtney last year was like, "Guys, Anastasia is coming out. It is happening. It's a live action Anastasia." And she showed me the trailer and I was like, "Court, is this a fan made?" And she was like, "Nope." And then she texted me, I think 2 months ago, and she was like, "Oh my God, it's a fan made. It's a fan made." And that actually hurt me because I was like, "Oh no." Like, we were both so excited about it because we love Anastasia.
I've had it happen. No, I've had that happen so many times where on April Fool's Day, they'll make a fake trailer for things. And my thought is always, I'm like, "Oh yeah, cool. You psyched us with this project that would do really well that you guys are for some reason not going to do." Like, and then I'm reminded of just like, "Oh yeah, that's right. Production companies don't know how to make good shit."
It's like Snow White. I watched the trailer and it's fan made. It's just Gal Gadot from Wonder Woman and Rachel Ziegler from
West Side Story
or
Shazam 2.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She was in Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Ballads of snakes and songs.
Birds of balance of snakes and whatever, Brian.
Brian.
The last thing that I check that I'm not going to bore you with is sports stuff.
Honestly, there's a lot of people who love sports stuff.
Crazy,
it just doesn't excite me. And that's okay.
Look, man, the MVP race this year, it's, who knows, man?
Yeah,
Brock Purdy was going to potentially take it, but I think Lamar might end up sweeping in.
You're just yeah.
See, Marcus is in the room, and he.
So Lamar
know.
Is
Marcus. I know cares because he's a 49ers fan, and by the time this episode airs, who knows what's going to be happening right now?
The Super Bowl will be right around the corner.
I know.
No, it will be. It will. It ironically,
Super Bowl
be,
is February 11th.
The Super Bowl,
and the 49ers are in a good position this year.
They're in a good position, but they're not locked in for the number one seed yet. As of recording this,
seed.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to get the number one seed because then you get home field advantage
seed.
Throughout the playoffs.
That's
it's
a,
actually so crucial.
So who's performing at the Super Bowl?
Who's performing at the Super Bowl?
If you don't know, I don't know who you
wait,
are.
Wait, I do know this. Who was it?
Sounds like you fucking don't know this.
Sounds like you don't know. Should I ask people?
I do know. I forgot.
Is it
Usher? Yeah, it's Usher.
That's crazy.
What?
It's Usher.
Usher, baby.
It's Usher.
Okay.
Also, really quick, going back to pop culture stuff. I remember I said I'm going to start listening to albums more. Like, I'm going to, like, I'll be like, oh, I'll listen to an album every week.
Yes.
I said that as one of my...
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing it.
I've
been doing it. My first one that I listened to, I was like, because I just went on to Spotify and I was like,
you typed in music?
I was just like, I'll do music.
Music for men.
First album.
Esquire.com.
Esquire.com/music.
What's music? What music should I listen to?
Guys, I'm looking to get into music this year.
The first album I listened to was that Olivia Rodrigo album.
It's great.
It's actually really great.
She is a very talented singer.
That could have been released in 2005 and it would have just fit.
I know. Vampire.
It was really dope. That first song, is All American Bitch, whatever. Is that what that's what the name of the song is?
I love
that. Can I say that?
I love
it. She is a powerful
that song is straight up a 2005.
It is. That's her vibe. Honestly, Vampire is my favorite one.
The songs are really dope. Then I also listened to that Mitski album, the Earth is, or the Everything is
Mitski. Dude, can we get a wellness check on this guy?
What?
What? He's
the land is
he's going through his early 20s white girl
this
phase.
So
the land is
fun,
inhospitable
though.
And so are we. That's I'm picking kind of random
Wait,
albums.
I actually haven't heard the
These are like big albums from like this past year, so they were just kind of there and I was like, okay, well, listen to these.
And you listen to
I'm getting a lot of wrecks.
Finish?
I'm getting a lot of wrecks from people. I did. I listened to that Mitski album while I was working out, and it is not
That's crazy, dude.
A workout album.
That's crazy.
And I was like, here I am doing bench press with like the saddest fucking song playing.
You know what though, Shane? I love you because you're so committed. You're like, I'm gonna listen to this album. Because
I only listen to music when I'm working out. I don't really listen to it much otherwise.
You don't listen to it when you cook? You cook all the time.
No, I usually have a TV show. Or something on when I'm cooking.
You know what? You gotta listen. I don't know.
You know what?
You know what I've been listening to recently? Is Bonnie Raitt Radio. Not Bonnie Raitt Radio. Bonnie Tyler. Bonnie. Oh my God. What's her name?
You're losing your mind.
Bonnie Tyler. I think they're
Bonnie
both.
Tyler.
I think those are both
Bonnie
people.
Tyler Radio. So it's like Journey. It's all these like old school things. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like a dad. But it's great.
Yeah. I'll do that when I'm 60.
Okay. Wait, what's your newest rec of album so I can listen to it?
Oh, I've gotten so many recs from people. I need to go.
What's the one you're gonna go to next?
I have one that I, because like I also did like. I have a couple. I have one that maybe you would like, Spencer. I have OK Computer by Radiohead that I've never listened to.
What? That's one of my favorite albums.
I've listened to some songs from it.
Like that because computer's in the title.
No, you're right. You're right.
Game on. And that's the buzz.
You destroyed him.
And that's the
you
buzz.
You destroyed him, dude.
Spencer knows I love him.
I don't know. I'm saying fans have been, like, commenting a lot of wrecks, and I haven't, like, written them down. I need to just go through and look at all these comments again. And
if I gave you an album, would you listen to it?
Yeah.
I need tell me what album.
I'm trying to listen to
it. I don't know, man.
Is it going to be Weezer? I've listened to some Weezer albums.
That's crazy.
Back in the day, I had...
No, that's just... That's so, like... just, like, when we were doing, like, the top three albums, that was... I was so... It's just...
Oh, yeah.
It's... Or not top three albums.
No,
when we were doing
artists.
Top three artists. Like, it's just so funny the ways that people, like... everybody listens to music differently. And that is, like, so fascinating to me. Like, you just, like, kind of jump... You, like, jumping into Mitski is, like, really funny to me.
I just am picking...
Yeah, that's like, crazy.
Care. I'm just like, all right, that one.
I'm kind of picky. I can't just listen to a whole album unless I'm into it.
Yeah, same.
Like, see, I'm committed. I'm like, because I don't listen to albums, so it's not a thing I do.
But
so any album, I'm like, it's gonna be hard for me.
Albums are so good from start. Like,
but you don't really even listen to like musical artists for the most part. Like,
I find I'll just listen to like I'll get served a song about I like that song and I'll listen to that. I'm not like into like oh this artist and their sound or their lyrics or something. I'm just not. I'm not like a music person. I love music, but I'm not like.
You're not nerdy about it.
I'm not understanding about it. Like the way I'm into movies or TV shows.
Do you go see live?
I have. I've seen like Florence and the Machine live. The first concert I ever went to was Hilary Duff, which was insane. This was back forever ago.
That's crazy.
I've seen a Rolling Stones concert.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay.
I've seen a couple concerts. I actually got to one of the sickest ones was it was like a it was one of those like recorded things, so we got to go for free and be like the audience for this like TV spot recording.
Ooh.
For they sing Black Parade.
Oh yeah, My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance, yeah, and
they're
that was
incredible.
Rad. That was rad because we were like right there.
That's incredible.
That was fun. No, I like music. I just am not, I'm not a nerd.
I believe you that you
guys,
like music.
I like music. I'm just not fucking weird about it.
I don't listen to albums. I don't like sit and listen to music like
that. Is okay.
I'm also just not good at deciphering lyrics. Like
that's
really
fair.
Genuinely bad. I'll listen to songs and I don't hear the words.
Do you use Apple Music or Spotify?
I need to switch. I've heard Apple Music is better.
I'm locked in on Apple Music because it's carried my music library since I was literally in middle school. So I've got like 20 years of music on
there.
Wait,
what was your first concert?
My first concert that I like kind of went out of my way to go to was probably the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I listened to them the other day. I was like, yeah, honestly, like I know they get shit on a lot, but like they're pretty fun.
Yeah, dude, Danny California. But see, how I would be them. Is
oh,
I would
not Danny.
I'm not listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but they'd have a song that I'll be like, oh yeah, Don't Stop. I'll listen to that.
Or, don't stop. I'm addicted to the Shindig.
I can't. I
or
Red
can't
Hot
stop.
Chili Peppers. They're fine.
But I listen to individual songs. I've never listened to be like this artist. I listen to their music.
Once you listen to their whole album, I feel like you understand them. Do you want to know what my first concert was?
Yeah,
which first concert?
1996. With my mother, Michael Bolton.
You told me this before.
From the Lonely
That's
Island?
Fucking rad.
Okay, it was before Lonely Island. It was...
That was prime.
That was prime.
How Am I Supposed to Live Without You?
Yes, thank you.
See, I know that one song, but I don't know anything else.
Can I
listen
say
to his whole album? Said I Loved You, ..
Okay,
but I Lied?
I will listen to Michael Bolton's 90s albums.
Please do not waste your time.
Said I
that.
Loved you, ..
There are so many
But
albums.
I lied.
I miss 90s
Can I
songs.
Give, can I might give my biggest concert flex?
Yes.
They did this thing over in Pasadena, and it was like, they like tweeted about it, and they're like, hey, we have like 200 spots for this. And as the Lonely Island was doing their, they were doing a test for like their big live show, which was going to be like the next month or something. And it was like kind of their first time like really playing live. And so it was this really small venue in Pasadena.
Woo.
Lonely Island, like it was just like, it was so loud. It was the smallest room. And then they brought out Michael Bolton at the end. And he couldn't remember any of the lyrics.
No!
That makes it so much better.
And it was great because they were doing like one of my favorite songs, which is whatever the Pirates of the Caribbean song is. Like Jack Sparrow.
Yes,
like,
yes,
this is
the
tale of
Captain
Jack Sparrow.
So
and
good.
I was like, he couldn't remember like any of his fucking shit. But they all sounded so good. They were killing it. It was amazing. It
That's
was
awesome.
One of the best. Like, you were right there. And like, they're one of my favorite bands.
That's so fun. I would have loved to see that because when he joined up with them, I was like, hell yes, Michael
it's
Bolton.
So it's so funny.
He's so good.
Ah,
that I said I loved you, but I lied.
Da, da, da,
that music video. He's wearing jeans and he's walking on water.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
Oh man, 90s music videos insane. I always think about like Seal, Kiss from a Rose, and stuff where it, like intertwines with the Batman.
That was from Batman. I remember being obsessed.
Good shit. Okay, well, I'm going to continue listening to albums. And I'll listen
to
Michael.
I'm going
to
continue diving into this music
thing. I'm going to continue listening to music, perchance.
I'll give you some recs. Yeah.
Okay, Celine Dion.
Oh,
Michael Bolton.
Obviously.
Cher.
Celine Dion, Cher, Bonnie Tyler, hello. Journey, honestly, I will say, That sounds so Boston of me, but Journey is fantastic.
Can I say something controversial?
What?
I do not like Don't Stop Believin'.
Neither do I.
You don't like the Family Guy episode where they all sing it?
I think I've heard it too much
Shane,
over my life.
Everyone, okay. nobody likes that song.
I was under the impression that everybody was obsessed with that song, because I swear to God, I can't go to a karaoke bar without it fucking.
Well, that's just because people are afraid and they only choose like the known songs. But Faithfully's
a banger.
That's my high school song.
Dude, love and touch and squeezing.
That one's great.
That one gets me hyped as hell.
The lights. Lights.
Wheel in the Sky.
Oh, wait, I know that one. I think I know that one.
Lights.
In the City.
Yes.
I know that one.
Oh, isn't that from... No, I'm thinking of another song.
All right. Wow. All right.
We could talk forever.
But we have a little end segment we wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
Smart Mouth. Where Amanda and I try to say facts that the other person doesn't know. And if the other person knows it, they lose. Spencer, if you think neither of us know.
Mine are going to be all celebrity facts.
You only need one, but okay. I struggled because I forgot that we were doing this. And then I was like, shit. But I had something that occurred to me this morning or that I saw this morning. And it actually blew my mind, even though it's something that we all should know. I can begin.
Let me hear.
How many weeks are in a year?
I know.
I if I did the math, I would know it. What? But it actually shocked me so much that I was like, 50... oh.
Who? No. What?
Yeah.
52?
Is that not the answer?
Yeah, you got
it's 52?
It.
52?
When I saw
that was your fact.
But when I no okay, I didn't have I didn't I said I forgot.
Dude, did you fucking know, dude? How many days are in a week? The answer may surprise
you. It's obvious.
Yeah,
it's
but there's
easy.
Leap year.
But when I thought about it, and I was just like, 52 weeks feels way like I swear last year had 300. I swear there were 300.
I swear to God.
That's because there was.
I swear there was
God,
300 weeks.
There was.
I saw that and I was like, there's no way there's 52 weeks. And I actually had to calculate it on my phone and I was like, there actually is. That's impossible. And I'm still struggling
Shane's like,
with it.
That's impossible.
Music.
This is impossible. Like,
so, guys, I was checking out this thing called music and I found out there are 52 weeks
God
in a year.
Music? 52? Who am I? Go
you guys know that
Jackie Chan movie, Who Am I? Sorry.
I love that movie.
Me too. I was obsessed with
Dude,
Jackie Chan.
Dude, had that shit on VHS. Me too.
Oh my God. Dude, I've seen so many
when
Jackie
he sings
Chan
the theme
movies,
song at the end.
I forget.
He sings the theme song at the end.
Let's watch a Jackie Chan movie.
I would love to watch Who Am I.
Oh.
I probably.
Who am I?
Yeah. It's when he sucks the snake venom out of the woman's movie.
I remember when he goes to like Egypt and discovers this whole underground. Like,
you're thinking of Operation Condor?
Yeah, wasn't that Jackie Chan?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about they get the Nazi gold.
Nazi gold.
Yeah.
Music?
What just happened?
Dude, when he rolls down the
Spencer
hill in that ball thing,
melded.
When he
yes!
rolls down the hill
yes!
in that ball thing, you know those things we did in summer games where you guys get in the ball? They send him down like a mountain
yep.
in one of those.
Yep.
That's did you ever watch Jackie Chan's First Strike? With
yeah.
With the skis?
Yep. Cool. He does all of his own stunts.
What other Jackie Chan movies?
Rush Hour?
Rush Hour? Rush
Dude,
Hour
at the end when he runs over the guy's house in a fucking hovercraft and it ends on a freeze frame.
That's so good. Okay. So that's
all right,
that's
all right.
The Jackie Chan
Let's
facts.
See if I can nail some of this celebrity gossip stuff.
Which female actor turned down Saturday Night Live? I don't know why I'm creating this into a question, but I'm just doing
I saw Saoirse Ronan turn down the role in
Saoirse Ronan?
Twilight?
No, the Marvel.
You know why? Because she doesn't want to get stuck in a franchise. She wants to keep doing
keep
these
doing her
indie.
Thing. Who turned down Saturday Night Live?
Female, big female actor.
Huge.
She's older.
Older.
Huge.
I'm going to go with what's her name from Home Alone and
No.
I was going to say Judi Dench.
Honestly, this person is not who you'd expect to get on Saturday Night Live. You'd be like,
but they got offered. They went through the whole audition process of Saturday Night Live.
They turned down.
Oh! I thought they turned down like a guest spot.
No. They were going to.
Oh, they were
going to
be on it.
They turned down being a cast member. I think this was like back in the day. Like think less of like the auditioning now.
70s
Chevy Chase.
Well, not 70s.
80s.
Maybe 80s. Yeah, they turned it down because they were like, I heard women aren't respected on this show.
A valid.
They were dumb. They said they were dumb, young, dumb and young.
I don't know.
She's on a huge sitcom.
Roseanne Barr?
No.
Currently.
No, was. One of the biggest syndicated sitcoms.
Sitcoms? Oh, Elaine?
Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Did I know that?
Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool stuff.
She actually would have crushed on Saturday Night Live. So
I think she would, too.
She's so funny. In an alternate universe, if Jennifer Aniston became famous now, I think she would have gotten to do way wackier comedy stuff.
I'm trying to think of like any wacky movie I've seen her in, though.
She always had to play
Jim Carrey's wife.
She was in Horrible Bosses. She was pretty good in that.
But that's like when those types of roles I feel like were offered a little bit
more.
I think if she became famous now, she would have been able to do more of the like insane stuff. And we would have been like, wow.
Do you want to hear two quick ones?
Sure.
Nicole Kidman has a phobia of butterflies.
She's just like Olivia.
Olivia.
And Kesha claims she had sex with a ghost.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
And Ashton Kutcher's real first name is Christopher. And that's all I've got for you on Smart Mouth.
Well, I didn't know any of
that. Can you imagine Chris Kutcher? Yikes.
Chris Kutcher? Get out of here.
52 weeks, man.
Well, Spencer, let's go play Five Nights at Freddy's.
And we will be playing Five Nights at Freddy's 2 very soon.
Yeah, I think you can expect it in the next week or so on the Smosh Games channel. Go watch it, support it, and then we'll end up having to play Five Nights at Freddy's 3.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So
okay,
start putting together your lore theories.
No, yeah, but I won't look anything
up. We should do, at the end, like, okay, now you explain the lore to us. And, dude, I like, honestly, stretch goal, we get MatPat on, and we have her explain the goal to Matt, or, like,
You explain the lore to MatPat?
And he just has to sit there and listen.
Yeah, he cannot say anything. Yep, this is the plan.
I think we can do it. I think we can get MatPat.
We can do this. All right.
Let's get MatPat and Scott Cawthon.
Maybe not him.
Okay.
Yeah, not him. Just MatPat.
All right. That was all for today.
I hope you enjoyed the celebrity gossip.
Yeah, the hot goss. And I hope that you enjoyed Spencer as well.
Thank you. Always lovely to be here.
Thanks, Spencer.
Great. And I hope that you enjoy music.
Hey, man.
I will keep enjoying music.
Good luck on your musical journey.
Thank you, guys. I have about 50 weeks to listening to music. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I almost started clapping. Bye.
I'm going to get roasted on that so much.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.